We have begun our preparation for the Titans, and they are, first of all, they're an extremely well-coached football team, have been for years. Jeff has certainly done a great job of creating an identity on their team, and you can see that in every game that you watch, every game that they play. It's a physical team that runs the football extremely well. Nobody's really done it better in the last so many years. They stop the run on defense. They create turnovers. They've forced a lot of negative plays already on defense. More than half of their third downs on defense have been third and 10 or more, which is alarming. And you need to stay out of that situation offensively to try to have success against them. Certainly they got, one of the best players in this league that they hand the ball to a lot, and Johnson. He's explosive. He's also tough. He's not a real, real big guy, but he's also one of the better short yardage backs in the game. Scores, obviously, from anywhere on the field. Was their leading receiver last year as a halfback. And we're going to need to know where he's at on every snap and make sure that, we try to limit as much as we can his effectiveness. Certainly we're not going to limit the amount of times he touches it, but he's a great player, and they do a great job of getting him the ball and continuing to give it to him. Young is a quarterback that just seems to win. I think there's only four quarterbacks that have a higher winning percentage in the league right now in games that they've started: Manning, Brady, Roethlisberger, and Phillip Rivers. He's very effective, certainly can beat you with his arm and his legs. We're going to have to make sure we're mindful of that. Defensively, they similar to, not the same, but similar to last week's style with Indianapolis, in that they create a lot of problems with their front. They blitz. They don't blitz maybe more than Indianapolis does, but they've certainly been very effective when they do pressure. And they rotate a lot of defensive linemen in and out of the game. They keep them fresh, and they seem to stop the run on their way to the quarterback. And that's their style of defense, very physical, certainly. And they turn the ball over a ton. A lot of interceptions the last few years, a lot of interceptions for touchdowns. And that's, again, that's a credit to their entire defensive philosophy and the way that they play. Certainly be a big challenge for us. I know it's one of the most difficult places to play in the National Football League on the road. I think opponents averaged more than two false start penalties there in that stadium a game last year. It's a big home field advantage. I've been there a few times, and certainly not easy. But we're looking forward to the challenge, and we started our preparation today.
You mentioned those third downs, their third down defense. I know your third down offense was kind of an issue last week, and probably was in Jacksonville as well. How can you attack that better? What are some of the things that maybe from Kyle to the rest of the offense?
Third down is just a down where you need a lot of people to execute their jobs. Certainly if you can come up with a scheme that makes it simpler on you, that's great. But usually you're talking about tight coverage, and likely blitz on third down. So you're going to have to pick up pressure, get open against tight coverage, make good throws against tight coverage, and make plays in pressure situations. That's what third down really is. So, we've had some games where we played very well on third down. And then, last week, again, we missed a few opportunities that hurt our overall effectiveness on third down. But, I think one of the biggest keys in Seattle game, we stayed in third and shorter. We're very effective. And this is a team that doesn't let you get in third and short because they win first down so much of the time that you have a hard time getting into third and 2-5. So we've got to stay out of long yardage situations. That's number one for us. If we do that, I like our chances to be more effective on third down against really anybody.
Josh, how does it affect your preparation, if at all, when you face teams in consecutive weeks with such different personalities offensively?
Yeah, they just, we have to really get into who we're playing and understand how they win and how they try to win, quickly. Our players are already on top of that. You know, last week was so much about the passing game. This week is probably going to be more about the running game, because they do it so well, they do it so much, that you need to make sure you stop that, or at least try to contain it, I think is a better word to use. But I think that's the challenge every week in this league, is to go from, okay, who are we playing? How do they try to beat you? And then we've got to make sure we mold ourselves, our preparation, our game plan against that style, and then do it again the next week. And you don't have a lot of time to forget about last week. You got to get into it. And I think our players have already seen plenty of film on this team. They know how different it is. And hopefully our week of preparation will reflect that.
How has Vince evolved since he first came into the league?
You know, to me, everybody talks about him making plays with his legs, and he certainly can do that. He's a multidimensional player. He can do things outside of the pocket, but he's also, I think, fourth and third down passing this year in the league. You know, in terms of his quarterback rating, I mean, you don't do that, you know, and not be able to throw the football from the pocket. You know, he had the second most fourth quarter comebacks last season to Peyton Manning. You know, again, that's not a fluke. He's just a guy that wins. Now, he may do it differently than somebody else does it, but I just know that he wins a lot more games than he loses. And he understands the team he's on. I think he really fits in well with their philosophy. You know, they run the football a lot, so, you know, he's going to hand it to a great back plenty of snaps. But then when he has his opportunities, he makes the most of them. And he's been very effective on third down. Been effective in the red zone, and he's certainly been effective late in games in 2 minute, you know, or else they wouldn't have all those fourth quarter comebacks. So, you know, I just think each year that I've had an opportunity to see him or play against him, it seems like he's better than he was before, and this year is no different.
Do you have an update on guys returning to practice? Harris, Goodman.
Yeah. We're going to see him in 40 minutes. Harris will be out there. Goodman will be out there. Moreno won't be out there.
Josh, how concerned are you about the running game, and is there a short-term fix?
All we can do is work to try to improve it and try to, you know, get our players to work together as many times as we can. You know, we've had a lot of people moving in and out of those spots, whether it be up front, in the backfield, and I think continuity is something that we're always going to try to strive for. But I don't want a short-term fix. And I think, you know, as you go through the season, you try to build so that you're playing your best football towards the end. And certainly we have room to improve, not only in the running game, but in a lot of areas. And I think, you know, we're focused on just going out there and working hard and trying to fix what we can fix.
Josh, on the return game, obviously Parrish had the muff punt. You put Eddie in there for both. Where do things stand there? Parrish going to go back to those roles, or was that a one game?
Yeah, Eddie and Parrish are both going to get prepared to do that. I think Eddie's probably going to do more of the punt returning. And Parrish will be back there on the kickoff returns, but they're both going to take reps this week. You know, we still, again, you know, we don't like when we drop the ball on the ground. Certainly nobody does. But also, I think, you know, you try to learn from your mistakes. And as a young player, don't want to certainly throw away every opportunity that we have with him as a returner just because he, you know, he's made a mistake or two. So, like I said, Eddie will probably be back there more for the punts. And Parrish will probably be back there for the kickoff returns.
Josh, Trevor Price was released. He's a guy that lives here and obviously played here. Any interest in at least looking at him?
We look at it. I mean, those guys upstairs do a great job of looking at everybody who's on the street. You know, it just has to be something that if it fit our team in terms of our needs. I mean, like our defensive line rotation as it is right now. So, you know, I'm not going to say we wouldn't do it, but nothing at this point.
With the you talked a lot about you spreading the ball around in the passing game. Were you surprised that you set a record there for three games, having four guys, 10, 140, and one?
I don't know what that – I mean, I'm not sure what the record is, but, you know, we're never trying to go out there and just, like I said, put up numbers. We're hoping for production in terms of points, really, is what I'm after more than anything else. I think our team understands that, too. And I think it's great that we have a lot of people involved in the passing game. That certainly makes, I know when we play a team like last week, you know, and this week much the same. You know, there I can't tell you who the go-to guy is in terms of who the pass receiver is they're going to look for on third down, who they're going to look for in the red zone. They got a lot of guys. They got good receivers. They got a good tight end. They throw the ball to the halfback. And it makes it difficult to game plan and prepare. And ultimately what you have to do against a team like that is just play good defense. And hopefully that's what we're going to have to force every team to do is, you know, they're going to have to cover everybody. And I think that our guys have shown the ability to make some plays when they've had their number called.
One more for Coach. You said during late in camp that with all the moving parts on the offensive line that your chemistry might not really gel until a few weeks into the season. With Ryan Harris not being in there yet, has that kind of stunted that process?
Well, I think, you know, Ryan's certainly a you know, a very good football player on our team and has played an integral role, you know, for years here now. So I think it's always helpful to get players back that have experience, that have really played at a high level. Again, we don't make any excuses. We haven't done well enough in certain areas, and we certainly need to improve regardless of who's out there. And that's what we're focused on. We're not focused on worrying about, you know, a short-term thing or how can we make it better for 1 week and try to mask other problems. We're just trying to fix the things that aren't right right now. We know we have players that are capable of playing well in each phase, and we're just trying to make sure we get there as quickly as we can and then sustain that consistency once we get there.